Well, the Democratic Party finally has a rallying cry, Medicare for All. That's the proposal from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, the former presidential candidate. President Trump tweeted yesterday that he would veto it if it ever made it that far. To that point, Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman says it's a hopeless cause. Rick, explain.
So Bernie Sanders wants to, we all know the slogan by now, Medicare for All. He wants to enroll everybody in the Medicare program, which means he would completely scrap all the market we have now for private insurance. There would be no more health insurance companies because there'd be no need for them. There'd be no more employer-provided health insurance. And we'd all be covered by a giant government program, which would be an expanded version of Medicare, which is a health program for seniors. So that's Bernie Sanders' plan. It's hopeless. It's completely hopeless. It'll never happen. And it is probably one of the most difficult ways to get to universal health coverage by doing what Bernie Sanders calls a single-payer system. That's not going to happen. Right. And there, if we want to get to something called universal coverage, where everybody has reasonably priced health insurance, we have to find another way. And there are other ways to do it.
All right. So I know this thing is basically dead on arrival. No Republicans support it, and not all that many Democrats support it. So you have mentioned before this hybrid system potentially getting us there. How would it work?
Well, let's separate two things out first. Universal coverage, all that means is that everybody in the country has health insurance. It doesn't mean they all have government health insurance. It just means there is universal coverage. Everybody has coverage. What Bernie Sanders is talking about is a single-payer system, and these are not the same thing. Single-payer and universal coverage are not the same thing. So when you hear single-payer, that means everybody's in a government program, socialized medicine. But let's look where we are today. 160 million Americans, that's half the population, get coverage today, not from the government, but in the private sector through an employer. Now, if you were starting a healthcare system from scratch, you would never say, oh, let's make corporations and private sector companies, let's make them responsible for healthcare. But that is the system we have today. And that part of the system actually works reasonably well. So if you're going to say, what's the most broken part of the healthcare system? It is not the employer-sponsored healthcare system. The problem is for everybody who cannot get health coverage through an employer. That's where the real problem is. So the best way to do this, I think, or one way to do it, is to say, let's figure out how to provide care for those people who have the hardest time getting it. And that's where the government, that's where you could expand Medicare or have some kind of backstop government plan. So for all the people who cannot get health care through an employer, make them eligible for a government program.
We're speaking with Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman about his piece entitled Bernie Sanders' Healthcare Plan is Headed in the Wrong Direction. So that said, the hybrid system, as you point out, is also politically difficult to pull off. How come?
Well, look at the big fight over Obamacare. I mean, Obamacare, if there were 50 million uninsured people when Obamacare went into effect, it covered about 20 million of those. And, you know, Republicans want to repeal it. They, you know, obviously it's not popular with some people. To a lot of people, it feels like too much government overreach. I think another problem with Obamacare is some people mistakenly blame the Affordable Care Act for problems that really have nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act. So people see their people who are covered in the private market see their costs going up, their premiums skyrocketing, their deductibles going up, and they think it's because of Obamacare. It's not. It's because we have a cost problem in the healthcare system as a whole, which is another thing that Congress ought to address but is not addressing. So this is very complicated, as Trump said, and it is, you know, the real issues are obscured by, frankly, by politicking and grandstanding. And Congress has basically shown this year that it's incapable of addressing these problems in any serious way. So that's a gloomy outlook, but that's the reality, I'm afraid.
Thanks, Rick. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman in New York.
Thanks for listening. And for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.